We had some homework on the show over the weekend, and that was to... So you didn't have to.
The dog ate mine.
Oh, no. But the Luke Bryan docuseries, and when I first saw this, I was like, what could this consist of? And I didn't make it to the end, but I'm sure, you know, he defeats Thanos at the end, stuff like, right? Saves the universe, right?
Or
the
course.
The Joker or something. There's got to be a fight.
Uh-huh.
Haldane, I'm not sure.
I think it tells, you know, my story front to back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The struggles in music, the struggles in life, the highs in music and the highs in life, too. So it's pretty amazing to see it come out.
And some of those big poignant moments. Caught this one if you watched it over the weekend. Here's an excerpt from the Luke Bryan docuseries. Dirt Road Diary.
Oh my gosh, man. I remember like it was yesterday. Okay, I'm sitting there and it was at the mall. Maybe it was at Target. But I was with my buddies. No, it was at Barnes & Noble.
He gets really distracted a lot.
Because there were books. Uh-huh. Yeah. And we were all just sitting there. And, of course, you know, it's like the early 90s, you know, and everything's all baggy, you know, all the clothes. And there's baggy this and baggy that. And everything's really loose fit because that's what baggy means. And, you know, I just started making the decision to, you know, become famous and stuff. So that was really on my mind, weighing heavy at that time. You know, it was either going to be assistant manager or Tractor Supply or maybe get my degree in TV, VCR repair.
See, I didn't know that stuff.
You know, I didn't really want to do that stuff. So we're hanging there at the Dairy Queen with my buddies, and I remember it was like yesterday. And all my clothes were dirty, you know, in the laundry. I had to wear some jeans that I hadn't worn in years.
Oh my.
And let me tell you, sitting there with all my baggy pant wearing friends, we still talk about this day, you know, and here I roll up and they called it. My good buddy said, boy, them sure some skinny jeans.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and right there, I mean, lightning just struck, you know. Something changed in me right there. If there's one moment where I can see the light that shined on me and showed me the path of fame and success. And,
one moment.
You know, singing and stuff. It was that moment right there.
Wow, I didn't know this.
Right there.
I had no clue of this.
Right. I think it was maybe a Sears parking lot.
Oh,
not sure.
All right. Sadly, there is a dark side and a part two. Mm-hmm. We learned the story of really the origin of the tight jeans. Who knew? You know, things can turn ugly, though, in these documentaries and stuff like that. And I thought we were about to go there, but that wasn't all when it came to the jeans, Marley. In fact, here's another excerpt if you haven't seen it yet. Spoiler alert. Streaming live, by the way.
Soon after the discovery of his tight jeans, Luke realized there would be more that he needed to succeed.
Yeah. So it turns out to be a singer, you know, and a big performer on stage. And you know, big performers can tell you this. I mean, Celine Dion and Elton John and John Tesh, Carrot Top, you know, they can all, they tell you all the same thing. You need to have confidence when you're on stage.
Carrot Top.
Now, it helps when all the fans are singing all your words to your songs back to you. You know, because sometimes you forget them. Although you're not a singer, are you? Now, I'm not supposed to talk to you like you're off camera. Right? You're off camera. Yeah, okay. You can edit all this out, right? But those jeans, I mean, those jeans, I tell you, it's almost like Spider-Man putting on a cape. You know?
What?
Just makes something different out of you. And it made me a lot of money, you know. And just think, when I just started with the baggy jeans, you know, and I do that, you know, and nothing.
Nothing.
But the tight jeans.
Oh, whole different thing.
Everybody seems to like it. You know, and I think that's the mark of a true artist.
I'm telling you,
a true artist.
Well, it's so eye-opening.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley, Hank FM.